During a unique Pan-African virtual conversation convened by the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, and ULEAD recently, more than 900 young Africans from across the continent indicated that they're up for the AFCFTA challenge. This strongly suggests that the continent's young entrepreneurs actively embrace the ideal of making the One African market a reality through the free trade area. Related articles: 6 logistics corridors that are paving the way for intra-Africa trade. The rise of multimodal corridors in Africa is a massive boost for trade within the continent. Allowing countries to reap the benefits of the African continent, digitalization is the key to sustained growth. The World Economic Forum notes that limited infrastructure means that the smartphone is often the best gateway to everyday services, finance and business functions. This reality has forced the continent to innovate and has propelled Africa to the forefront of the new digital economy, leapfrogging over the rest of the world. Meanwhile, the next generation of infrastructure is off to an excellent start. Millions of dollars have been invested into tech cities, co-working spaces, investment funds, and entrepreneurship workshops. One example is an e-commerce and international trade workshop known as Go Trade. The program aims to help African SMEs connect with overseas markets, with GoTrade providing logistical support to help them reach these markets. Related articles: fewer barriers, more trade. How the new GoTrade program will help Africa's SMEs as African SMEs grapple with the impact of COVID-19. The new sustainability program by DPDHL Group may be the answer to survival and sustainable growth. Africa's e-commerce scene opens new markets for global online retailers. L'Africa eShop has expanded to serve 34 African countries in a bid to fulfill the continent's growing demand for international consumer brands. A bright future beckons. Global Entrepreneurship Monitor's statistics show that the African continent has the youngest population globally, with 65% below 25 and a median age of 19.6 years. Most governments in the region support intensified entrepreneurial activity because of its potential to bring about economic benefits and improve social cohesion. With a third of all global youth expected to live in Africa by 2050, governments and businesses alike have the responsibility to assist them with developing long-term growth plans. Nurturing, mentoring, and financing entrepreneurial competence is therefore critical. We need innovative ways to survive the economic slowdown and seek out novel market opportunities to protect young business owners from future disruptions. The pandemic reminded us how fragile the future could be, but I'm optimistic that Africa's future is bright given the entrepreneurial talent developing across the continent.